A man accused of a deadly shooting in Canton is in custody. Police arrested 32-year-old Corey Party of Canton Monday on charges of reckless homicide and tampering with evidence. He's scheduled for arraignment in Canton Municipal Court tomorrow. Party allegedly shot 35-year-old Christopher Smith in the hip October 4th on Market Avenue North. Smith was taken to Mercy Hospital, where he died a short time later. Police also believe Party tried to dispose of the gun. A mother and daughter accused in a Canton murder are now awaiting action from a Stark County grand jury. The case of 70-year-old Dorothy Lowry and 54-year-old Yolanda Lowry was bound over after they waived their preliminary hearings during a status conference today. Both are charged with murder and the beating death of 54-year-old Jerry Morris of Canton. Investigators say he was found dead in Akron August 1st, but the alleged crime happened in Canton. The three reportedly had lived together at one time, but not when the killing occurred. The Lowrys are each being held on $1 million bond. A Canton woman avoids jail time after her puppy died inside a hot car in Hartville. 50-year-old Tawana Cox was sentenced by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Natalie Hopp to 180 days in jail. All of it was suspended in favor of 2 years good behavior. Cox pleaded guilty October 22nd to a misdemeanor count of cruelty to animals. On July 28th, she left the puppy in a vehicle for more than an hour on a 90-degree day. Cox must complete 50 hours of community service and a mental health assessment. Food banks across Stark County are bracing for a surge in need after nearly 50,000 people lose their SNAP benefits next week. The USDA says funding for the Federal Food Assistance Program has stopped because of the government shutdown. Stark County Job and Family Services estimates the loss will mean $8.5 million less in monthly spending locally. According to the repository, the county human services director calls it a drastic loss for families and local businesses. It was a night of recognition and change at Monday's Sebring Village Council meeting. Council honored retiring Police Chief Ray Harris with a plaque and his service weapon, and swore in new chief Joshua Kelm. Aaron Peterman was promoted to sergeant and Dylan Vesey to full-time patrolman. Council also recognized Service Director Bill Sainer for 40 years of service and Wastewater Superintendent Lee Hatton and Dispatcher Tracy Wheeler, each with 25. A new two-year dispatch contract with Smith Township was approved effective January 1st. The annual cost is unchanged at roughly $20,000. The township will also pay $47,000 for computer-aided dispatching software. The trial for a Lisbon man charged with murdering his ex-wife is scheduled to begin November 18th. A visiting judge has been appointed to hear a motion challenging search warrants issued by Columbiana County Common Pleas Judge Megan Bickerton. 51-year-old William Long was indicted on a charge of aggravated murder and weapons counts in the slaying of Michelle Long. She was found shot to death in November 2023 outside her home on Cary Road in Butler Township. Former Tuscarawas County Judge Edward O'Farrell was appointed to hear the motion to suppress evidence. A new policy from the Catholic Diocese of Youngstown will end funeral visitation in churches starting December 1st. Bishop David Bonar says the decision was made to keep worship spaces sacred and consistent with church teaching. He says the church building is meant for prayer and the celebration of the Eucharist, not for viewings. Bonar admits the change may be difficult for some families, but says it upholds the order of Christian funerals. Investigators are still trying to determine what led to the death of a man found in a ditch in Youngstown. The Mahoning County coroner identified him as 41-year-old Samuel Rodriguez Hernandez. His body was found October 19th on Nelson Avenue on the city's east side. Police initially considered the death suspicious and say the case remains under investigation. An autopsy was conducted at the Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner's Office, but no additional details have been released. An Austintown man is charged with kidnapping and domestic violence. 45-year-old Ryan Sheridan is being held without bond in the Mahoning County Jail and is scheduled for arraignment in Canfield Municipal Court tomorrow. A woman told police Sheridan was at her 42nd Street home in Austintown Thursday night when an argument broke out. He allegedly threw the woman to the ground twice as she attempted to leave, causing minor injuries. Sheridan was convicted of fraud in 2021 over his rehab centers in Austintown and Columbus. He was released in 2024. His probation on those cases expires next November. A Warren man will spend decades in prison for the murder of Choice Washington. 46-year-old David Hawley was sentenced today to 41.5 years to life in prison. Trumbull County Common Pleas Judge Sarah Kovor also ruled Hawley as a repeat violent offender because of a prior felony conviction for involuntary manslaughter. A jury found him guilty last week of murder and other charges in the August 3rd shooting of Washington on Scott Street Northeast in Warren. The man died 3 days later. Hawley's attorney plans to file an appeal. A Liberty Township trustee accused of assaulting his wife will now have his case reviewed by a Trumbull County grand jury. 53-year-old Devin Stanley waived his right to a preliminary hearing in Niles Municipal Court, sending the case to Common Pleas Court for possible indictment on a felonious assault charge. He remains held without bond. Prosecutors say he punched his wife October 22nd, breaking her nose and ribs. The judge ordered Stanley held due to safety concerns for the alleged victim. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.